我哋今日又读嘅圣经系喺希伯来书第十二章十八至廿九节。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18 to 29.
我先用中文用启应嘅方式嚟读，先之后用英文。
We will first read this responsively in Cantonese and then in English.
你哋原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、白云、黑暗、暴风。因为他们当不起所命他们的话说，靠近这山的，即便是走囚，也要用石头打死。你们乃是来到锡安山，并生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。并新约的中保耶稣以合所洗的血，这血所说的比阿爸的血所说的更美。当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不但要震动地，还要震动天。我一同读到廿八同廿九节，所以我们记得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔敬敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Hebrews chapter 12. You have not come to a physical mountain, to a place of flaming fire, darkness, gloom, and whirlwind.As the Israelites did at Mount Sinai. They staggered back under God's command. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. Moses himself was so frightened at the sight that he said, No, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God.The heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. You have come to Jesus.The one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. Do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking, for the evil of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the very messenger, your servant.When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth, but now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. Let us read the last two verses together. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable,Let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire.
现在是儿童在楼下有他们崇拜的时候，你可以落在下边。
Children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
我们今天有程牧师在中间传讲神的道。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is two cities.
I'd like to begin our time this morning by asking a couple of questions. How do you face life? How do you face the world? How do you face trouble? You know, if someone questions you or criticizes you, which happens just about all the time, how do you face them? How do you face yourself in a mirror? See, if there is a God, and I certainly believe there is one, and he were to appear and call you to account, how would you face that? What would you refer to as you faced him? What would you say? What would you talk about? Now, the answer to all those questions for most of us is this. I've done my best. That answer is often given, right? The reason that's so is it's the default mode, according to the Bible, of the human heart. We always say to ourselves, to our critics, to the world, to God, I've tried my best. I've determined what the standards of life were for me, and I've decided the kind of life human beings should live. I'm certainly not perfect, but I've tried my best. And comparatively speaking, I'm better than a lot of others. I've done a pretty good job. That's basically how we face life. That's basically how we face ourselves. And how we face others. Now, of course, I'm simplifying things. With that being said, everybody's culture, everybody's generation is different, right? For example, if you're a young adult living in a place like New York City, you might say, oh, I'm a free-spirited person, I'm open-minded. I live and let live. In fact, that's all you can ask of me, right? From a person, I just do that. Now that's a person influenced in a place like New York City by postmodern culture. But maybe you're like me, I'm kind of old. I'm a baby boomer. You know, in the baby boomer generation, we were the ambitious types. And if you're from my generation, maybe influenced by Western culture, a little bit of Eastern culture, I've tried to accomplish things in my life, I would say. And then to defend yourself, you give your list of vocational accomplishments. Here are the great causes I've given to. Here are the things I've done in life. Now, if you're a more traditional person from a traditional culture,
maybe older type, you might say, I've tried my best to live according to high standards and care for my family.
咁如果你係嚟自一啲傳統啲嘅背景嘅時候，你會話我盡咗我力去照顧咗我嘅屋企啦。
I've always tried to be the good family person, right?
我嘗試係做一個照顧家庭嘅人。
And that would be a typical answer to those tough questions by someone influenced by traditional culture.
呢個係一個一般被傳統嘅文化所影響嘅人嘅答案。
My point is this: Do you see what is being said by all those answers?
你睇唔睇到呢啲咁多嘅答案之中所講出嚟嗰個共通點喺邊度？
All these answers from all these different types of people basically are similar.
佢哋其實個答案都係差唔多嘅啫。
We're saying, as human beings, I'm not perfect, but I've tried my best to meet my standards of living.
呢啲答案都係話我雖然唔完美，但係我已經盡咗力去達到我自己嗰個標準。
I tried my best.To meet those standards of what a human being should do in life.
我已經盡咗力去達到一個人應該所過嘅生活嗰個標準。
I haven't done a bad job. I'm better, in comparatively speaking, to a lot of others.
相對於好多其他人嚟講，已經盡咗做得更加好啲。
I'm a decent person.
我一個唔錯嘅人。
The Bible says, unfortunately, you're wrong.
可惜的是聖經說你是錯了。
You and I are not pretty good people.
你和我都不是那些所謂的幾好的人。
In fact, I would go as far as to say, I think this would be accurate, we're not even trying our best.
我甚至可以說話其實我們未盡了我們的力。
Let me push that a little bit further. We haven't even come close to doing our best.
我們甚至可以說我們離我們盡力的層次還差很遠。
Let me explain by a personal illustration.
我用一個例子去講俾你聽。
According to the Bible, I'm supposed to love God wholeheartedly, love my neighbor as myself.
根據聖經嚟講，我應該要盡心盡性去愛我嘅神，同埋愛我嘅鄰舍，好似愛我自己一樣。
That's a foundational, basic ethical principle that God demands of all of us.
呢個係神對每一個人嘅基本嘅要求。
I don't work as hard to understand others as I would want them to understand me.
我其實想人去認識我，而唔係話我會去同樣嘅去想去認識其他人。
I haven't even come close to that.
我甚至乎離嗰個層次好遠。
I want people to understand me, right? That's what we all say.
我哋話我哋想人哋去明白了解我。
And when we get frustrated, we say, "Why don't they all understand me?"
當我哋覺得煩惱嘅時候，我哋會話點解佢哋都唔了解我嘅咧
？So the truth of the matter is, I don't work nearly as hard as understanding others as I would want them to understand me.
個事實就係話，我都冇盡力去了解其他人，而我哋反之要其他人嚟了解我哋。
Take for example, can I be careful with my?This is recorded, so my wife will hear it. She's right now at Parents Weekend visiting our third daughter.
咁我要小心以下呢段説話，唔好俾我太太聽到嚇。佢今日去探下 Daniela. You can turn it off.
Turn it off. You're right. I like to eat dinner, right?
牧師唔想買外賣啊。
My wife, as most of you know, grew up in Hong Kong. Came over at age 15.
我太太在香港出生和長大15歲來到美國。
So most of her formative years shaped, molded by that type of culture.
咁佢之前嘅年日都係被呢個當時嘅文化影響。
Of course, I didn't even mention that there's a difference between male and females, right? And how they think, how they perceive things, right?
唔單止係咁樣，男同女佢對於事物嘅睇法都有唔同。
So I'm just using that example, because I was brought up.In the USA, outside New York City.
而牧師自己咧就喺美國出生長大。
But I don't nearly work hard enough to understand her as I would like her to understand me.
但好多時我就期望佢會嚟去了解我，而我唔會盡力去了解佢。
And if you're honest with yourself, you don't do that either.
如果你係坦白嘅時候，你都 知道你亦都係咁樣。
We don't meet the needs of others as we are to meet our own needs.
我哋亦都唔會去盡量去配合別人嘅需要，反之我哋期望其他人嚟配合我哋嘅需要。
So we can't honestly say, I know I'm not perfect, but I've tried my best.
所以我哋唔可以話我唔完美，我盡咗力。
Because nobody does.
因為冇一個人真係盡咗力。
We don't come close. We are, according to the Bible, all moral failures.
根據聖經，我哋喺道德上邊每一個都係失敗者。
Everybody in here, everybody out there.
呢度每一個人同埋出邊嘅每一個人
have dropped the ball.
每一個人都係失敗。
Now, with that being said, I'm trying to set the scene for this text here. Let's look again at verses 18 to 21.Those verses describing the famous encounter, Old Testament encounter, the Israelites, people of God, Old Testament, with the living God.
我哋再睇下第十八至到二十一节，就系讲到喺旧约圣经里边一个好出名嘅一件事情，就系神同以色列人嘅相遇。
Again, it says there, you have not come to a physical mountain, to a place of flaming fire. Look at these adjectives: darkness, gloom, whirlwind.As the Israelites did at Mount Sinai, right? Mount Sinai, remember Old Testament, Exodus 19, Deuteronomy 5, giving the Ten Commandments. It says, for they have, verse 19, for they have heard an awesome trumpet blast and a voice so terrible that they beg God to stop speaking. Verse 20, 21, thank you. They staggered back under God's command. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. And then Moses himself was so frightened at the sight that he said, I am terrified and trembling.
他说你们原不是来到那林摩的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、各声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话。由二十一节，因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山的，即便是首兽，也要用石头打死。所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说：我甚是恐惧战惊。
See, God came down Mount Sinai. I'm going to show you a picture of the Sinai Peninsula in just a moment. Again, it's a grand mountain. Okay, we don't know exactly where that Mount Sinai is today, but we have a general idea.
咁神嚟到呢个西奈山，呢个西奈山系一个好大、好壮观嘅山。咁但系对于今日嚟讲，我哋唔知道嗰个山嗰个位置系乜嘢，但系我哋知道大概系咁。
But God's presence came down on that mountain. It's like one, a little blurry, but one of those bigger mountains is Mount Sinai. This is the Sinai Peninsula today. If you went to Sinai Peninsula in the Middle East.
咁如果你认识嘅话，呢个系西奈山半岛嘅一个地方。咁唔知道边一座山系特别系嗰个西奈山，但系佢大概个。So,
way back then, Moses, God's presence came down on that mountain. Moses received the Ten Commandments from God there.
在当时的时间，神来到这个西奈山上面，摩西上到这个西奈山去接受神所颁授的十诫。
Now, I want you to pay attention to this scene here. The people got close, they drew near because God is there. Then what?
咁啲人去到嗰个山嘅附近，神喺嗰度，咁有咩事发生？
As they drew near to God, did they have these cozy, warm, toasty feelings?
系咪佢话啊嚟到呢度靠近神好开心好温暖啊咁样咧？
No, they were shattered, undone. They felt as shaken as the very mountain was shaken by the presence of God.
唔係啊，並唔係咁樣，而係話佢哋好震驚，好懼怕，好似嗰個山被震動一樣，佢哋都被震動。
And those stammering negative images that the author Hebrews paints for us, the picture there, the shaking.
呢個希伯來書所描個作者所描述嗰個環境，就係一個好令人好懼怕、好驚恐嘅圖畫。
Devastating experience.Of the nearness of God to the Israelites.
对于以色列人来讲，神的临在是一个很恐怖的事情。
Right. The description again was they came to the mountain burning with what? Fire, darkness, gloom, storm, trumpet blast, voice. So overwhelming. They couldn't bear it.
個圖畫就係話乜嘢咧？神嚟到個西奈山裏邊，有火焰、有雷聲、有震動、有號角嘅聲，有人嘅講嘅説話，佢哋覺得好驚。
Right? When God began to speak to them, they didn't say, "Wow, this is the voice of God." You know, isn't this great?
當神佢講説話嘅時候，佢哋啲以色列人係咪講話？哇！神講嘢啦，好開心啊，好嘅事情。
No, they said stop. They couldn't take it. Stop.
唔係啊，佢哋話要叫佢停，因為佢哋唔能夠再聽啦。
And every place, you see the presence of God as He comes near in the Old Testament, and part of the New Testament as well. There's trembling. God comes into the building, into a space, onto a mountain, and there's a warning. Don't get too close.
每一次聖經所形容神嚟到嘅時候，無論係嚟到一個地方、一個建築物、一個空間，都會有好大嘅震動，好黑。又好似有雷嘅聲音咁樣，係一個警告，對人嘅警告，叫佢哋唔好行咁近。
Right, verse 21, the text says Moses trembling. He's trembling with fear.
二十一節所形容嘅摩西係好恐懼。
So it was a horrible experience to get near God.
去靠近神係一個好令人戰驚嘅事情。
Okay, so you get the picture? Now, why? Why is that?
你睇到個圖畫係咁樣，咁但係點解會係咁嘅咧？
Well, if you and I want to understand why it's so shattering, so shaking of an experience to get near God, I'll just give you one illustration. Hopefully it'll work. One illustration to give you a gist of it.
如果你要睇下點解靠近神係一件咁戰驚、咁恐懼嘅經歷嘅時候，讓我再俾一個例子你去睇下可唔可以明白。
And this is verified by various articles today.As top administrators at elite universities around the world have stated,
咁呢個例子咧係其實好多現今嘅好多嘅研究，好多頂級嘅大學佢哋嘅研究所得嘅結論。
Why is it every year when top students arrive at these elite, very selective universities, they have to seek out professional counseling help? Why?
點解每一年呢啲好叻嘅學生嚟到一啲好頂尖嘅大學嘅時候，佢哋都要揾特別嘅輔導咧
？During their first semester, during their maybe second semester as well, during their first year of college, they have to seek professional counseling.
喺佢第一年嘅大學生涯嗰裏邊，佢哋就要揾一啲特別嘅輔導。
And you know what the articles say about the university administrators? What they say? It's because of great inflation.
咁呢啲學校的管理層他們說什麼呢？個原因就是說因為他們的所得的分數那個要求提高了。
Because every student admitted at these elite colleges, universities have what? Gotten straight A's all the time in secondary school.
因為他們每一個來到這些頂級的大學的學生，他們在中學的時候都是最頂級的那班學生。
They all graduated at the top of the class or near the top of their class.
他們每一個在中學畢業的時候都在他們的班級的最高的位置。
But when they get to college, where again, it's a selective college, wow, everyone's smarter.
但當佢哋嚟到啲頂級嘅大學嘅時候，佢哋發現其實每一個其他嘅學生原來比佢哋更加聰明。
And you know how college works.
你知道大學係點樣
？Selective colleges, professor doesn't give out all A's.
你知大學佢哋唔係俾每一個學生都係A 嘅。
And so when one of those top students who never ever got a C gets a C, they fall apart.
當呢啲好叻嘅學生去到嘅時候，攞到一個 C 嘅時候，佢就覺得好崩潰啦。
They've never experienced that。
佢哋從未經歷過咁樣。
And a disappointment leads to depression。
佢哋嘅失望去引致到佢哋好抑鬱。
And some even have suicidal thoughts。
甚至乎有自殺嘅傾向。
Why？
點解會咁
？They can't handle the disappointment。
佢哋唔能夠去面對佢哋嘅失望。
The reason being is because how did they face life? They faced life with an identity. I'm somebody. I'm smart.
佢哋因為點解咧？因為佢哋面對嘅生命就係藉住佢哋本於話佢哋認為係佢哋好聰明。
And that's how they faced life. And that's how they faced themselves. That's how they faced others.
佢哋點樣面對生命？面對自己？面對其他人咧？就係本住話佢哋自己係認為自己聰明。
Because it's how They built an identity to deal with life.
因為佢哋藉住呢樣嘢去建立佢自己嗰個認同，去面對生命。
And they're not just that. It's not just that they're smart. Being smart is how they know they're somebody. It's foundational to them.
對於佢哋嚟講，唔單止係聰明，亦話佢哋點樣去認識自己係一個點樣嘅人。
And therefore, they can't handle disappointment. They melt down.
所以佢哋唔能夠面對失望，所以佢哋完全崩潰。
Because being in the presence of others smarter has shaken them.
因為喺其他更加聰明嘅學生嘅當中，呢樣嘢去令到佢好震驚，好崩潰。
And you can again correlate that principle to any other scene besides a college.
你可以用呢個例子去應用喺其他你生命嘅範疇上。
Right, the workplace.
無論喺工作上邊。
Social circles.
係社交嘅圈子。
Everybody wants to get in.
每一個人都想入到嗰個圈子入邊。
Because I'm somebody when I'm there.
因為當佢哋喺嗰度嘅時候，佢就係成為一個某一個人。
Because we're trying to find an identity apart from knowing God.
因為我哋想喺認識神以外去建立我哋自己嘅身份。
And the Bible says we're only complete and satisfied when we know Him.
但聖經話我哋只可以喺認識佢嘅裏邊，我哋變得係完全滿足。
That's why we're always trying to get in, into the right circle, into the professional credentialed circle that we want, or the social circle we want to get in.
所以我哋經常想去進入到嗰、那個好專業嗰個圈子，或者一啲嘅特別嘅社交嘅圈子裏邊。
And if we build our identity and our life on that, what happens if you don't get in?
當你去用呢啲嘢去建立你嘅身份嘅時候，假如你唔能夠進入呢啲圈子，咁你點樣
？Now that's a long way of saying the people shattered before God, the presence of the living God.
呢個就好似喺神嘅面前，人係恐懼戰驚。
Because the Israelites, just like us, think we're pretty good people.
因為呢啲嘅以色列人好似我哋咁樣，佢哋以為我哋係一啲幾好嘅人。
I've tried my best.
我盡咗力。
I performed well.
我做得好好。
I've done a good job caring for my family.
我對於照顧家庭我做得好好。
We're pretty decent people, moral people.
我哋喺道德上面係一個唔錯嘅人。
You get into the presence of God, and all of that falls apart.
當你去到神嘅面前嘅時候，呢啲嘢都完全嘅去崩潰。
Because your whole approach to life falls apart.
因為你對於生命點樣建立呢個你自己身份呢啲嘢都去崩潰。
Right, how you view the world, how you view yourself, it all falls apart before a holy God.
在一個聖潔的神的面前，你怎樣去看這個世界，你怎樣去看自己，這些都是崩潰。
And that's why you see every single person in the Bible, whoever gets near God, explodes, shatters.
所以你看到聖經裡面每一個是去到神的面前的人，他們都完全的是震動。
The old term in the old King James is, woe is me, I'm undone.
在一個英文的譯本，他說，禍哉我是要滅亡了。
I'll just show you a couple of places so you know that it's from the Bible. Slide 3, please.
我指出幾點喺聖經裏邊提出嚟嘅。
Job.
約伯。
Everybody knows the story, Job, right?
我哋都知道約伯嘅故事。
He's a righteous person, right? And he's suffering.
係一個公義嘅人，但係佢受緊苦。
And he gets into the presence of God at the end of the book.
喺約伯記最後嘅地方，佢遇見神。
And this is what he says, Job 42:6. I despise myself and repent. That means he's throwing himself onto the ground in dust and ashes.
約伯話：因此我厭惡自己，在塵土和爐灰中懊悔。
Let's see. Peter, Luke 5 might be the next slide.
而彼得喺路加福音裏邊嘅描述。
That's it. Thanks. Luke 5:8. Peter, Apostle Peter. New Testament gets near the living God, Jesus. What does he say? Depart from me. He doesn't say, oh, it's great. You're here, Jesus. I'm in your presence. Right? He says, no, depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.
當彼得遇上耶穌基督的時候，他說什麼呢？他不是說，耶穌你來到這裡多好。他說，主要離開我，我是個罪人。
And of course, Isaiah, I already alluded to Isaiah, woe is me, I'm undone, as he appears before a holy God.
在以賽亞書裏面，當以賽神，以賽亞見到神嘅時候，佢話咩？禍災我滅亡了。
Do you know why？
點解咁講
？All those people said that。
呢啲人都係咁樣講。
It's because in the presence of God we see our smallness, we see our creatureliness。
因為喺神嘅面前，我哋睇到自己係幾咁渺小，我哋睇到我只不過係一個被造嘅被造物。
And this is where we can't handle it. Our flaws are revealed.
我哋係有缺陷。
In light of who God is, perfect, holy.
喺個完美嘅神、聖潔嘅神嘅面前，我哋睇到我哋自己嘅缺陷。
You know, this is something we. That's why we're in deep denial. We're people of denial.
我哋係好心裏邊有一個否定。
We in no way have the slightest willingness to admit how bad we are, how selfish we are.
我哋唔願意去承認我哋自己幾咁差、幾咁自私。
We won't admit how cowardly we are.
我唔願意去承認我哋自己幾咁懦弱。
We human beings in the face of God are shown how evil we are.
喺神嘅面前，我哋睇到我哋幾咁邪惡。
And we don't like it.
但係我哋唔中意咁樣。
And we say, "Yeah, I believe it."But we really don't believe it.
我哋話我哋相信，其實我哋唔相信。
Because in the presence of God, that truth becomes unmistakably clear.
因為喺神嘅面前，呢樣嘢係變得更加清楚明白。
And it's why we can't be there. That's why we flee.
所以我哋會避開，唔想喺嗰度。
That's why you're shaken by your roots. You don't want to be there.
所以你先至會恐懼戰驚。
Now most of us haven't had an experience of our literal presence of God, right?
我哋每個人都未必可能真係有一個喺神嘅面前嗰個經歷。
But even if you don't have that, you know what's bad? The world will do the same thing to you.
縱使你冇呢個咁嘅經歷，但係對於呢個世界會對你做同一樣嘅嘢。
You know that? It's because if you build your life on anything in this world, the world will shake you down.
因為如果你喺呢個世界裏邊用任何呢個世界嘅嘢去建立自己嘅時候，呢個世界會使到你自己去震動。
Right, just take the example of the illustration. If you decide, say, I will build my life on being a smart top student, you will go to some school and discover there are so many others who are smarter than you.
就好似頭先嘅例子，如果你係建立用藉住你自己以為自己聰明呢樣嘢建立你嘅生命嘅時候，當你去到一啲更加好嘅大學嘅，你見到好多其他比你更加聰明嘅學生嘅時候，你會點樣？
If you build your life on having money, economic downturns won't just be hard to swallow; they will crush you.
如果你係建立用金錢去建立你自己嘅生命嘅時候，假如有不幸嘅事情發生，你喪失所有嘅財產。呢樣嘢就會使到你去崩潰。
If you think life's meaning is finding Mr. Right or Miss Right or the happy family, then rejection, relational turmoil won't just be hard to take, it will break you apart.
如果你係藉住揾一個好好嘅配偶去建立一個好嘅家庭去建立自己嘅時候，當呢啲關係發生問題、有衝突、有拒絕嘅時候，呢樣嘢就使到你會崩潰。
It will bring you down, bring you to ruins.
去摧毀你。
And this approach, which everybody has in some way, all of us have this tendency, it will devastate us.
我哋每一個人都會有一個咁嘅傾向。
You won't be able to stand, just like the Israelites, we will not be able to stand.
我哋唔能夠站立起上嚟，好似以色列咁樣，以色列人面對神一樣唔能夠站立。
And this is why, again, the contrast here, two cities, you need Mount Zion.The city of God, you need it.
所以你需要有神嘅城，呢个西奈山。
And the author Hebrews paints such a great, grand picture. He tells us it's possible to have an unshakable future. It's possible.
希伯来书嘅作者去描绘一个图画，系我哋可以得到呢个不能震动嘅未来。
The author Hebrews paints that picture in Hebrews 12. It's possible to have an unshakable joy.
我哋可以有不能震动嘅喜乐。
You can have an unshakable identity, an unshakable life.
有不能震动的身份，一个不能震动的生命。
It's possible to have a whole new approach to yourself and to God, to others.
可以有一个全新点样睇你自己，去面对神，去睇其他人。
A whole new way of viewing things in life.
可以有一个对生命有一个全新的睇法。
Because the Bible tells us the history of the world is basically a tale of two cities.
因为圣经讲俾你听，呢个世界嘅历史系讲紧一个两个城嘅故事。
And upon Mount Zion, the city of God, verse 22, He welcomes you. It's not like, don't touch this mountain now. He invites you to come.
好像这个石安山，这个神的城里面，神是来到，神来到去邀请我们来。
You see, the city of man is based on love of self.
而人的城是什么呢？就是基于人只是爱自己。
Love of self leads to enmity against God.
一个只是爱自己这件事，就是他其实是对神去敌挡。
And in contrast to that is the city of God, built on the love of God in the place of self-love.
相对于神的城，我们是去爱神，而不是只是爱自己。
Of course, in this world, God's city looks pretty weak, pretty lowly. And I'm going to show you in a moment, a picture of what scholars think is where Mount Zion was. That's where actually Jesus was crucified. It's a small hill. It's a small hill compared to the grand Mount of Sinai.
在这个世界来讲，神的城其实很渺小。一会儿有一个图画给你看，这个圣安山其实可能是耶稣被钉的地方，是一个很小的山。
Because in this world, God's city looks weak and lowly.
对于这个世界来讲，神是很弱小。
But the author Hebrews, who's speaking to suffering Christians, is saying that's not always going to be.
希伯来的作者对于受苦的基督徒，他说这个不是永远都是这样。
Giving them a glimpse of Mount Zion in the future.
他给人去看到这个锡安山是怎样。
And he's saying there she is, inhabited by the people of faith.In the person and work of Jesus Christ.
他说在那里，这些藉着信心去接受耶稣基督的人住在那里。
And they're high upon this Mount of God, wreathed in His glory.
在这个圣山上面，人是带着神的荣耀。
But you know, that doesn't, it's not for now. Abraham lived in tents.Abraham was called by God. He lived in tents in arid, dry places.
虽然而家唔系咁样，好似亚伯拉罕被神去呼召嘅时候，佢住喺一个帐篷，一个干旱嘅地方。
And Abraham obeyed God, right? He left his home country to what? A long, difficult journey to Canaan.
亚伯拉罕被神呼召离开佢嘅本家，去行一个好长嘅路程去到迦南。
And if you're familiar with the story of Abraham, his faith story has many ups and downs, right? Many threats, many obstacles.
如果你记得的话，亚伯拉罕的信心都面对好多的高高低低。
And Abraham is a man of faith, but he didn't do all things that were right.
亚伯拉罕有个信心的人，但系佢都唔系做每一件事情都系正确。
But he walked with God with his struggling faith.
但系佢带住佢个有挣扎嘅信心，系同神去同行。
And get this.All that time, Abraham struggling, trusting God, he's a citizen of the city of God.
虽然有很多的挣扎，但是他都是神的城里面的一个市民。
And that's what helps him get through the difficulties of life.
这个人也可以帮助我们去面对生命的困难。
Because he's gazing upon Mount Zion, the future city of God.
因为他去看这个锡安山将来神的城。
And he sets his gaze upon that while he's wandering in arid and dry places.
当他在这个亚拉伯在干旱的地方周围行的时候，他的眼睛就是望着这个圣山。
In fact, Psalm 46:4 talks about that, and it's on slide 6. If you could hit that. Is that it? Yeah, thanks so much. You have it right there. There's a river.Whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
詩篇46篇 篇第四節都講到呢個城，佢話有一道河，這河的分叉使神的城歡喜，這城就是至高者居住的聖所。
And by faith, Abraham drank from that river.
亞伯拉罕藉著信心喺呢個河裏邊飲水。
And the Spirit of God sends forth the gospel.
神嘅靈去將佢嘅福音傳開。
Refreshing our souls, planting our roots beside streams of living water.
使我哋嘅靈魂甦醒，喺呢個活水旁邊去休息。
And I don't know if you noticed verse 22 of our text, what it said about describing the inhabitants of the city of God.
當呢個22節佢講到係住喺呢個聖山上邊係點樣
？Can you head back to verse 22? Thank you.It's at the end. Do you see it? You've come to innumerable angels in what? Festal gatherings.
佢話你嚟到呢個石安山做乜嘢咧？佢都會有千萬嘅天使。
You see, in Hebrews 2, in contrast, the old covenant was given through angels, who were what? Blaring trumpets and stoking the fires of Mount Sinai and those descriptions of the dark gloom.
在希伯来书第二章所描述的那些天使做什么呢他们去吹响这些吹号有很多的火描述一个很黑暗的场面。
But now, in contrast, the author of Hebrews says, Mount Zion, as you've come before Mount Zion, you've come in Jesus Christ, and the multitude of angels are what? Having a party.
相反在22节他描述来到这个圣安山这个永生神的城邑这个千万的天使好像有一个很大的派对一样。
And it's not just any party, it's a welcoming party. Welcoming you, those of you who believe.
那個派對是歡迎你相信的人。
To the glad worship of the Lord God.
一起來去敬拜神。
We come to God, we have come to God. And yes, he certainly is the judge of all people.
我們來到神的面前，他是對所有人的一個審判者。
But the believer comes in a joyful assembly.A joyful festival.
但是相信的人来到是一个很喜乐的一个聚会。
Because we come to Zion to meet the God who is the judge.
因为我们来到圣安山去见神，这个神是这个审判者。
But he comes, we come to the judge, not to be judged.
因为我们来到这个审判者的面前，不是要被审判。
Because the judge.Has provided a substitute, the Lord Jesus, to pay.
因为这个审判者已经为我们预备了这个为我们付上代价的耶稣基督。
Right, it's Jesus who is comes in our pays in our place, our sin penalty. Right.
因为耶稣已经为我们付上了这个罪的代价。
And this is why we worship. We worship. We gather in a festive assembly to what?Praise the Lord because Jesus, right?
因为耶稣基督，所以我哋可以嚟到呢个审判者嘅面前，系一个好带住一个喜乐。
That's the opposite of condemnation, right? We come with joyful festivals to Mount Zion.
我哋嚟到圣安山，系一齐喜乐嘅去庆祝，唔系被审判。
Yes, God is a judge, and He will judge.
神系审判者，佢会去审判世人。
But the people around this judge on Mount Zion have been acquitted.
但是这些在圣安山的人，他的子民已经被判是无罪。
And they are judged righteous because of the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ.
他们被判是公义的，因为是耶稣基督的公义。
And to him, the Christian believer comes gladly and confidently.
所以我们基督徒可以去喜乐的，有信心的来到。
Knowing that what is For others, the throne of judgment is now for the Christian a throne of grace.
对于其他人来讲，那个是一个审判的台，但是对于基督徒来讲，这个是一个施恩的宝座。
You know, Psalm 19 is one of my favorite psalms, and it says every part of the created universe glorifies God.
诗篇十九篇是一篇我很喜欢的诗篇，因为它讲到话，这个世界每一样东西都去。
That means every star, every planet, everything.
即係每一個星球，每一個星，任何嘅嘢。
They are all created to glorify God.
所有被造之物都去榮耀神。
And God is honored when we worship Him.
當我哋去敬拜嘅時候，神得到榮耀。
That's why all of our love should go to God.
所以我哋敬愛應該去到神嗰度。
But if you're a human being, that's ultimately what you're built for, and that's why the other things that you've placed your life in disappoint you.
我哋被造嘅原因就係要咁樣，但係如果你將你嘅生命建立喺其他嘅嘢嘅時候，你一定會失望。
Here's my final point. Everything else in the universe knows the truth that they're made to glorify God. Every other aspect of creation except us knows that.
世界上所有被造之物都知道佢哋被造係要去榮耀神，除咗我哋之外。
That's why Psalm 19 is my favorite psalm because it describes an unbelievable party that creation is having because God created them for His glory.
詩篇十九篇描佢一個圖畫，就係話佢哋都喺嗰度好喜樂嘅去讚美神，因為神造佢哋嘅目的係咁樣。
Everything out there is joyfully dancing to the glory of God.
世界上每一樣嘅嘢都喜樂嘅去跳舞去讚美去榮耀神。
Except for us. Why?
除咗我哋之外，點解咧
？Why is that? How come we don't get it?
點解我哋唔知咧
？Because a lie came into our hearts in the garden.
因為喺呢個伊甸園裏邊，呢個謊言嚟到我哋嘅心裏邊。
In the Garden of Eden.And the lie is still there in each of our hearts.
呢個謊言依然喺我哋嘅心裏邊去蠶食我哋嘅心。
And do you know what the lie is?
呢個謊言係乜嘢咧
？If you lose control of your life and give it to God, you won't be happy.
如果你嘅生命失去咗呢個主導權嘅時候，而將呢個主導權交俾神嘅時候，你係唔會開心。
If you unconditionally live for God's will instead of your will.You know what the lie says? You won't be happy. It's in each of our hearts.
呢個謊言話，如果你為神去跟住神嘅旨意去生活，而唔係跟住自己嘅旨意嘅生活嘅時候，你就會喪失咗你嘅喜樂。
And as a result, we're holding on to a lie, a deception of Satan.
結果係乜嘢咧？就係話我哋成日揸住呢個撒旦俾我哋嘅謊言。
That's why we hold on tight to the things we treasure in this life.
所以我哋好落力嘅去找紧住我哋生呢个生命所俾我哋嘅宝物。
Because we're holding on to control, we're embracing the lie.
因为我哋去捉住呢个谎言，我哋想自己得到呢个主导权。
We're holding on to the throne of ourselves.
我哋捉住我哋自己嘅呢个宝座。
And as a result, human race is in a little miserable corner of the universe, where every other thing created by God is in a festal dance.
结果系乜嘢咧？就系当呢个世界所有嘅被造之物都喺度喜乐嘅去赞美神嘅时候，我哋自己就净系坐喺一个黑暗嘅角落嘅里边。
You know that animals growl at us.Thorns and thistles come out of the ground when we have to work and toil and sweat.
我哋知道系咁样，因为动物对我哋要劳耗，地上面会生出荆棘同埋蒺藜。
Because the Bible makes clear, creation according to God's word groans, waiting for the restoration to happen.
点解呢？因为圣经话万物都系喺度叹息，去等候神嚟到修复。
You know.Hebrews 12 says, Come to Mount Zion. You're invited. Come to the living God.
希伯来书十二章，去邀请人来到神的锡安山里面。
But notice that it said, You have come to it. If you're a believer, you have already come, it says.
他说如果你是相信的时候，你是已经来了。
Past tense.
是过去式。
Why? You know why?
为什么呢？
It's possible to get some of that joy now.
因为现在我们可以去尝到当中的一些喜乐。
It's possible to get some sense of God's love into your heart now.
我们可以尝到神对我们的爱，现在。
It's
possible to get some of the sense of God's glory in your mind now.
Because it's
not just some pie in the sky abstract concept.
It's
not just knowing that some joyful assembly is to come.
不只是說等候那個喜樂的派對,
it's actually sensing now, even in the fallen world.
因為現在縱使是一個破落的世界裡面, 你都可以感受,
that I'm getting at least a drop of this great wine that God's giving me.
我們可以去嘗到神給我們一個美酒,
even a drop,
縱使可能一滴,
it's going to make you dance.
可以使到你喜樂的去跳舞,
even in a dark world.
縱使是一個黑暗的世界裡面,
because you have an unshakable future that's possible now.
因為你的將來是不能震動, 現在是可以實現的,
it's an unshakable joy that's possible to experience now.
這個不能震動的喜樂, 現在我們可以去嘗到,
and this will never be shaken according to Hebrews 12, never.
根據希伯來書,
you won't have to be afraid of Judgment Day, where everything will be shaken in the heavens and the earth, it says, when God comes to judge.
当神来到审判的时候, 圣经说, 天上和地上所有的东西都会震动,
and the gospel of good news is believers have nothing to fear because Jesus was shaken on the cursed cross for you.
好消息就是什么呢?就是说耶稣基督已经替代了你在十字架上去被震动。
And we've come to a kingdom that can't be shaken because of what He has accomplished for us.
我们来到一个国是不能震动,因为耶稣基督为我们成就的。
So what's the fuel to worship God now, right?
那有什么可以驱使我们去敬拜神呢?现在?
It's out of gratitude.
是出于感恩,
for His grace in our lives,
为着祂给我们生命的恩典,
as we, even now, experience His grace and His presence.
因为我们现在都可以感受祂的同在，感受祂的恩典,
and He comes and He consumes a lot of the bad that's in our life.
祂来到去拿走我们生命里面不好的,
and His grace is sufficient to consume the things that are holding us back.
祂的恩典足够去 拿走那些捉住我們的世上的事情,
from following Him now,
那些阻擋我們去跟隨祂的事,
the ache is deep, the longing is deep, we're trying to fill it, whatever thing in this world will do, we're trying to fill that ache.
在我們心裡有痛一個我們去渴求, 但這個世界我們嘗試用這個世界去填滿的,
and God today is saying, don't delay, come to Mount Zion, the city of God. Father, we thank You for Your word, and for the comfort it has for even shattered, suffering Christians. There is a joyful assembly, and we can experience at least part of it now.
一个喜乐的聚会,
and so Christians are a people of hope because the Lord is risen.
我们有盼望,
and even that darkest veil, death holds no sting.
纵使是黑暗来到,
because Jesus conquered sin, death, and hell for us.
因为耶稣基督已经战胜了罪、死亡和地狱,
but we must come and embrace Him,
但我们要来到去拥抱祂,
and enter the city of God,
去进入神的城.
We thank You for Your word, Lord, and its comforts that lie there.
我们感谢你给我们的话语, 当中有安慰.
And we ask, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit to seal it into our hearts now. We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求, 阿们。